Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a classic but fresh DnB drum roll in Ableton Live 12. We're taking an old school break, chopping it into tight little phrases, and then layering in chopped vinyl character so the whole thing feels raw, alive, and ready for a jungle section, a roller, or a darker halftime moment. This is not just about making drums faster. It's about making them feel like they're moving with purpose. In drum and bass, that contrast between clean and gritty, full and empty, is a huge part of the vibe. A straight loop is fine, but a layered roll can push a build into a drop, fill space between bass hits, or give your track that sampled from Wax energy that sounds instantly authentic. So let's get into it. First, set your project tempo to around 172 BPM. That's a really safe middle ground for modern DnB. If you lean more jungle or old school, anything from 170 to 174 is right in the pocket. At the same time, create two audio tracks. One will hold your main break chop, and the other will hold your vinyl texture or extra accent layer. If you want, you can also keep a reference track around, just quietly, so you can compare the feel of your roll against something you already like. And one important beginner habit right away, keep your master peaking around -6 dB while you work. That gives you headroom. It means you're not fighting clipping the whole time, and later on, when the bass and extra processing come in, you still have space to breathe. Now choose a break with strong transient shape. Old school breaks work best when the kick, snare, and hats are clearly defined. Think Amen style breaks, funky drummer type grooves, dusty loops with room sound, anything with a snappy snare and some top-end movement. Drag that audio clip into arrangement view. If needed, turn warp on, but don't overdo it. For this lesson, you want the break to keep a bit of natural swing and feel. A good starting point is Beats Warp mode, with preservation around 1/16 or 1/8. The main thing is to keep the transient detail alive. In DnB, that transient detail is part of the personality. Next, we slice the break. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient slicing if the break is clean enough, or 1/8 if the source is a little messy. Ableton will build a drum rack from those slices, and now you can actually perform your own pattern instead of being stuck with the original loop. Keep this simple at first. You do not need every slice. Focus on the kick, the snare, and just a few hat or ghost hit pieces. A beginner-friendly idea at this tempo is a kick on beat 1, a ghost hit before the snare on beat 2, and then some quick hat slices between the snare and the next kick. That's enough to make the loop start rolling. Now we'll program a one-bar break roll in MIDI. Start with a simple pattern. Place your strongest snare hits on 2 and 4. Add ghost notes leading into the snare. Then sprinkle in one or two fast hat or rim slices to create motion. Once that feels good, copy the bar and make a second version with a small change. Maybe remove one kick so there's a tiny gap. Maybe shift a ghost note slightly earlier. Maybe replace one hat slice with a vinyl click or a room tail. That's where the roll feeling really comes from. A lot of great DnB rolls are not wildly different from bar to bar. They're usually repeated fragments with little changes that keep the ear moving forward. Think contrast, not density. Sometimes the space between hits is what makes the next hit feel bigger. Now for the fun part, the chopped vinyl layer. Create your second track and use a texture source. This could be the vinyl crackle sample, some room noise, a tiny chopped slice from the same break pitch down a little, or even a quick noise burst from operator or analog with a very short decay. You are not aiming for obvious lo-fi wallpaper. You want texture that feels like it belongs to the break, like it came off tape or out of a dusty sampler. A good chain here is simple. Play EQ8 first and high-pass it around 150 to 250 Hz so it stays out of the kick and bass zone. Then use utility to keep the level low. You want this layer to be felt more than heard. If it needs more attitude, add saturator with just a small amount of drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB. If the top gets too fizzy, use auto filter and tame the highs a bit. Place the texture so it accents the rhythm. It can hit on snare hits, on the first beat of the bar, just before a fill, or on a transition into the drop. A little bit goes a long way here. The goal is to make the break feel like it has age, movement, and that chopped sample identity that gives jungle and old school DnB so much character. Once both layers are working together, group them and glue them gently. You can use glue compressor or a drum bus on the group. If you choose glue compressor, keep it subtle. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. And only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you use drum bus, keep drive light, crunch modest, and boom low or off for now. A little bit of transient enhancement can help too. The big rule here is, don't overcompress. You want the roll to feel unified, not flattened. The kick and snare still need to punch through. If everything turns into a squashed blob, you lose the energy that makes the roll exciting. Now let's shape the groove. DNB groove is not just about where the notes are. It's also about how they sit against the grid. Keep your core snare hit stable. That anchor matters. Then humanize the details around it. Nudge ghost notes a little late. Move some hat slices a touch early if you want urgency. If you have a groove pull swing that fits the feel, try it lightly. But again, keep the main anchor strong. The idea is controlled movement, not random looseness. If you're working with audio rather than MIDI, you can still shape the groove with clip gain. Make ghost notes quieter, bring snare accents forward, and push transition hits a little louder. This kind of detail makes the break feel more like a played performance than a loop pasted on a timeline. Now turn the loop into arrangement material. Duplicate the roll into a build section or turnaround and automate a couple of things. You could open the auto filter on the vinyl layer, send a little more reverb on the last hit of a bar, or lower utility gain just before the drop to create a fake out. If you want a fill effect, you can use beat repeat very lightly, but keep it subtle and only use it when it supports the phrase. A good arrangement shape might be 8 bars of stripped back groove, then 4 bars with the break roll layered in, then 2 bars where the texture opens up and builds, and finally 1 bar with a fill before the drop lands. That kind of phrasing is what turns a loop into a section. Now we need to protect the low end. This is a crucial DNB mix move. Your break roll should not fight the kick or the sub. On the break group, use EQ8 and high pass around 80 to 120 Hz if the break is too heavy. If it sounds boxy, gently cut around 200 to 400 Hz. If the hats get too sharp, tame a little around 4 to 8 Khz. On the vinyl layer, high pass even higher, maybe around 200 to 300 Hz and keep it mostly mono if the stereo noise is distracting. Always check the roll with the bass in context. Soloing drums can trick you. A loop might sound massive by itself and then fall apart once the sub comes in. If the kick loses impact, reduce the low mids in the break. If the snare gets thin, add a touch of body back in the 180 to 250 Hz area. The bass owns the sub. The break owns the groove and punch. At this point, don't stop at one version. Make at least 2 or 3 variations. Version A can be the cleanest one, with fewer ghost notes. Version B can be a little denser, with extra texture hits. Version C can be your fill version, with a more aggressive slice or a reversed microchop. This is how you turn a good loop into an actual track writing tool. Use those variations across a phrase. Maybe one version for the intro or first part of the drop, another for the main section, and a fill version every 8 or 16 bars. That gives your arrangement movement without needing a new drum pattern every time. A couple of quick warnings before you move on. Don't make the roll too busy. In DNB, space is part of the groove. Don't let the vinyl layer muddy the mix. It should support the drums, not become the main event. And don't quantize absolutely everything to death. Keep the anchor hits tight, but let the ghost notes and texture breathe a little. If you want to push this darker, you've got some great options. You can add a very short filtered Reese tail under the last hit of the roll. You can saturate the break lightly before compression, for more bite. You can automate the filter on the texture layer instead of the core drums, which makes the build feel bigger without ruining the punch. You can even use a tiny reversed slice before a snare for a classic transition cue. So here's the core idea to remember. Build contrast, not clutter. Keep one element as the anchor, usually the snare. Use chopped vinyl texture like an instrument, not like background noise, and always compare the roll in context with your bass and kick before calling it finished. Let's wrap it up. You've now got the workflow for taking an old-school break, slicing it into playable pieces, programming a tight DNB roll, layering in vinyl character, gluing it together with stock Ableton tools, and shaping it into a real arrangement element. If you can make one break roll feel alive, you can use it to shape the energy of an entire track. For practice, spend the next 10 to 20 minutes making one usable variation. Set the tempo to 172, import a break, slice it, program a 1-bar roll, add a vinyl texture layer, high pass it, glue the layers lightly, then duplicate the loop and make one small fill variation. If you've got a bass line, test it together and remove anything that fights the sub. That's the move. One solid roll, a couple of variations, and now you're not just looping drums, you're writing DNB energy.